we need good outdoor weather, don't we, for the Model A's? Tell us what's happening next Saturday.
Yeah, well, we placed a special order for this weather on
just file it with
30th.
Margaret's office.
Yeah.
That's the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast and Antique Model A Ford Show. It'll be at First United Church, 2420 East 3rd Street.
Where it's been for the last how many years?
I think 7 years.
Sure. So people that are familiar with the event just go to the same place you always
there you go.
Absolutely. Oh, do you know why we call it the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast and Antique Model A Ford Show?
Well, the pancake breakfast, I'm even smart enough to figure out. The rest of it, no, I don't know why.
Well, the reason is we added the Model A Fords in, I think, 2008.
Gotcha.
And the first 2 years, we would get emails and phone calls. Is that a new type of Mustang?
Right.
Nobody knew what, because we called it the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast and Model A Ford Show. So many people had no idea what a Model A Ford was.
No way.
They just couldn't figure it out.
I had no idea until I met Alan Pease.
Oh my goodness.
We just added the word antique, and we haven't had an email or phone call since.
Really?
Because people figured out, it must be some kind of old Ford.
Right. You know? Wow. So essentially, you're having a car show with your pancake breakfast to get people out there. How many Model A's did you have last year?
I think last year it was 17, but I'm not sure. We're hoping for 14 this year.
Where do they come from? I mean, not everybody's got one of these laying in the garage, right?
They don't.
They come from several Model A Ford clubs.
Okay.
Including the Hoosier Hills Model A Ford Club.
Now, for people who don't know, Alan, the Model A Ford is from what era?
I forgot. 1929 to 32.
Pre-World War II is good enough for me. But a long, long time ago. We're looking at almost 90 years. That's a long time to have cars sitting around and to have them up and running.
The reason that they're rarer than other Fords of that era, because the Model T was the Ford of the era.
Now, that's the one I've heard of before.
Yes. Well, the Model A's were made for just that short period of time.
Okay.
So that's why they're rarer.
Truly a collector's edition and do all that.
And it's like a history lesson. You should see the look on little kids' faces when they see these cars light and they go, holy mackerel.
Give them that and a telephone with a cord on it, and they'll have a day, won't they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, Margaret. So those are from all. So Margaret has just shown me a picture from Wikipedia.
Google.
Yeah.
And
it looks like all those old-timey movies like The Sting and things like that.
And the cars that you saw maybe last season on Downton Abbey, pretty accurate view of that. I will tell you what, they are such beautiful cars. And when you said that people didn't know what a Model A was, I was like,
hey, easy now. I'm sitting right here.
I mean, they see it in movies and TV,
but I think your point is once you see it, and radio is a terrible medium to do visual anything.
Yes,
but once you see this picture, Google it, and you'll be like, oh, I know what you're talking about.
You want to see some really cool cars, guys? Go check these guys out because they are sweet.
Alan Pease is our guest. The Model A Ford and Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast is coming up a week from Saturday, April 30th, and you're hoping to have, you said, 14. You had 17 of them last year.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, these are people's babies. These are people's treasured possessions. So it's not going to be, you don't get rides in them or be able to crawl. You can look inside the doors
or something. Yeah. I mean, that'll be nice and show you that. But
Make Kiwanis an extra donation, maybe get a peek in there.
Yeah.
The owners do welcome you. You can have your picture taken with them. Sometimes they'll let you sit in the front seat.
Sometimes.
It depends on the condition and et cetera, et cetera.
And the condition of the children, if it's covered in pancake syrup. No, the
answer is no pancake syrup children.
The owners are there with the cars, and they like to talk about them and explain their background and their history.
Absolutely.
And whether they were restored and how much restoration. So they're very open. So we always tell people, bring your camera. Everybody has a cell phone now with a camera.
Yeah, how convenient
isn't
is
that?
That?
Sweet.
They're welcome to take their pictures with it. And interestingly enough, 4 years ago, we added another aspect to the car show. The Monroe County Sheriff brings a squad car.
Right.
And so children are welcome to climb through the car, talk to the sheriff. Last year, Brad Swain himself was able to come. And, of course, that's always dependent upon public safety. If the squad can get there and if there's can be a uniformed deputy there,
right.
You can have your picture taken with the deputy.
Nice.
Or hopefully, if Brad Swaim can make it again this year, him. And then each kid that visits the squad car gets a free coloring book from the sheriff's department.
Good outreach program.
And a free box of crayons from Kiwanis Club.
And it sounds like after last weekend, they won't be too busy cleaning out all those cars today because there were only 177 people arrested over the weekend.
Something?
So that was great. And again, it's another layer of a great event coming up again a week from Saturday. What time does everything kick off at 2625 East 3rd Street?
2420.
Which album is that?
It's going to be from 8 to 11.
Just look for the Model A Ford. It's not going to be anywhere else. They'll
is
be
that
right
coffee in that cup there?
No, it's not. It's gin. That's probably part of the issue.
Now I lost my train of thought.
Okay. Good.
It's going to be from
some gin too.
8 to 11. It's going to be 8 to 11. And I want to say it's such a bargain. It's $6 for adults and $4 kids 10 and under. And that includes... pancakes, sausage, scrambled eggs, orange juice, milk, and coffee by Starbucks.
Very nice.
Yes, Starbucks is donating all the coffee this
year.
Who's
helping you out with the pancakes? Who are your big sponsors that are going to help out on that side? Who's doing your cook? Are you back there flipping flapjacks all morning?
No, I'm not very good at that. But we have a whole bunch of people that will be cooking for us, like Diana Fuller and Michael Sue and people like that. The Kiwanis membership does all the cooking for you.
And hopefully the ones who are good at that are doing the cooking for you.
Yeah, very, 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 very good.
Could come help you out.
Interestingly enough, in addition to this grand buffet of breakfast, your children get, as I said, get free coloring book, free box of crayons, a free balloon by Octopus Inc., and he'll be there doing a balloon show.
He's so fun.
Yes. And free face painting. Circle K will be doing the free face painting.
And free power washing after the pancake breakfast for all the children to get them them cleaned off.
And everybody attending,
you can help with that class.
That's right.
Everybody attending, if they want, can get free autographs from our celebrities.
Who are your celebrities this year?
This year we have the 2016 Miss Indiana University, Justice Coleman.
Very nice.
And the 2016 Miss IU Black and Gold, Faith Cowsey, and the Miss Kiwanis Balloon Fest, Kelsey Harrington. And they'll be signing autographs, and they'll be helping with the face painting. They'll be helping Circle K with the face painting. And also, speaking of Circle K, they're going to do a bake sale again. That's gone over so well the last 4 or 5 years. And Circle K is the college equivalent of Kiwanis Club.
Right. Where the folks at Indiana University help out.
I was just going to ask what Circle K was, because I was thinking it was
like a... Because you have K Club, is it high school, is that right?
Key Club.
Key Club, excuse me, and then you have Circle K.
Okay.
And then it's a good way to get up into the penthouse there.
And we have K Kids for elementary school, and we co-sponsor 3 K Kids in Bloomington, University, Summit, and Clear Creek.
Very nice.
Elementary schools. And then we have 2 Builders Clubs, that's junior high school. We have Jackson Creek Builders Club and then the Bloomington Builders Club. And then Key Club we sponsor out at Edgewood High School in Ellettsville. And then we have Circle K for IU. And then we have Action Club for developmentally disabled adults.
And the Kiwanis folks have been around now for what? How many?
Last year was the 100th year.
Right, so 101?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And we've been in Bloomington 95 years.
That was going to be my next question, because I knew it was over 90, because you were almost in on the ground floor of that. Alan Pease is our guest. Not you personally, the group here in Bloomington.
No, I was at the inauguration.
Did Keith give the invocation that day as well?
He certainly did. Tell him I said that.
I will. He's listening right now, so we know he's good. Alan and his group. Now, talk about where the money from the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast and Model A Ford goes to help our communities. All those groups you just mentioned, correct?
Yes. Yeah. The Pancake Breakfast, the money goes for the Kiwanis Youth Programs, which is what I just mentioned, the K-Kids Builders Club, Key Club, and Circle K and Action Club. And also, some of the money goes to Boys and Girls Club clubs and several other youth-oriented programs.
So your money stays right here. So you're going to go over there, Margaret.
Yes.
You're going to fill up on hotcakes. You're going to fill up on the breakfast buffet. Check out some really cool cars. And your you need to raise the price here, Alan, because number one, you're helping our community. Number two, people are going to pay for it. And they're going to see the Model A Forge, which is great. 8 to Absolutely. 11. That's coming up Saturday, April 30th, First United Church, 2420 East 3rd Street. And again, is this all you can eat breakfast? Because yes. a guy like me, it's a little rounder around the middle, wants to know things like that.
And I got to tell you something else.
What's the record? Is there something I can shoot for? Yes. Is there a stack of hotcakes I can?
We were thinking of doing that. Hey, there's something else is new. In addition to the coffee being sponsored by Starbucks.
That's great. Good job, Starbucks. Way to help out a local cause.
Yeah, the other new thing is that this year, for the first time, you can buy your tickets online.
That's very convenient. But we want to remind people, Alan, if you don't have your tickets in advance, please, you can buy them at the door, correct?
Yes.
So
yes.
We don't want you to think, well, I didn't go online and get these. No. Just show up a week from Saturday at 11 a.m. or at 8 a.m. rather, and you can get in. But that's great. You can buy them in advance because in today's digital click on PayPal world, you can have that done in 10 seconds, right?
And it's so beneficial to us to know how many people are coming in advance so we can buy enough food.
Right.
So we don't have to run out at 10 o'clock and buy more. To buy them online, you just simply go to KiwanisBloomington.org.
KiwanisBloomington.org. I'm going to put that on our Facebook page so people can check out all KiwanisBloomington.org. One day I'll be able to type as fast as I talk. It's not going to be on Monday, though. Great. Yeah, it's right there, ready to go. Click here online. All right, I'll put that on our Facebook page and our community calendar so people can see that as well. Who are also some of your big sponsors you want to thank for helping put this together? Obviously, Starbucks putting a coffee together. That's great because not a lot of times you hear the big the corporate chain world get involved locally, and it's a really good job by
Starbucks has been very good to us in the past year. As you know, they had the iced tea bar at Operation Chili for Children.
So that's a great relationship you've forged with them.
And we're really happy to have them do this for us this year. Most of the food and other stuff is purchased by Kiwanis this year for the pancake breakfast.
So that's where your money goes. It goes to help this, and it goes to put all that money back into our community. Right here in Bloomington, because I think people hear Kiwanis International, Alan. I don't want to say they get confused because most people around here are pretty sharp, and we know that. Most people listening to this program are sharp. But when anytime someone hears international tagged to anything, they think, well, that money's just going, that's good. Yeah, we need to help people somewhere else. But talk about where that money goes.
We emphasize local. We do things like our particular club helps the Nyaka AIDS Orphan School in Uganda, but and we send money to Project Eliminate to eliminate neonatal tetanus disease around the world. But our focus in Bloomington is on all those key leadership programs we were talking about, K Kids Builders Club and all that. Strongly support Boys and Girls Club of Bloomington, Crestmont, and Ellettsville.
Big Lemonade Day coming up.
And we're very supportive of visually impaired preschool services.
Okay, that's one of the ones I was remembering.
Yeah, that's strictly here in Indiana. And the local Salvation Army. And Community Kitchen, as often as we can, we try to help them with the Backpack Buddies program. And I'm trying to remember, there's so many things we do
but
locally.
But I think that's the point. The point is you do so many things locally, and this is why people can make a difference. They can go over a week from Saturday, 8 a.m., have all the breakfast you'd like to eat, see a great, great layout of model cars, see the obviously the celebrities from the local programs here, Miss IU, Miss Black and Gold IU, and I forget the other one.
Kiwanis Balloon Fest.
Balloon Fest.
There's two Kiwanis clubs in Bloomington. Ours is Kiwanis Club of Bloomington, and the other one is Kiwanis Club of South Central Indiana. Our major fundraisers are the Pancake Breakfast and Operation Chili for Children,
which we talked to you about last October.
Right. And Kiwanis Club of South Central Indiana, their major fundraiser is the Balloon Fest.
Right.
And then the two clubs jointly sponsor all those K-Kids groups, builders. We do it together. And it's unusual that a Kiwanis club can support that many K-leadership programs, children's programs.
We're not normal at all.
Yeah, we're not normal.
And that's a great thing.
Right. And we sponsor every youth program that Kiwanis has in Monroe County.
So the idea of these children's programs are to create the future leaders of the community. Is that the idea that what you're talking about? Because I, you know, a lot of times these different organizations, there's so much overlap of different wonderful things that they're doing. No knock there, but it's just sometimes gets a little confusing for those of us who aren't intimately involved and want to know what it is that makes, you know, what's the difference that Kiwanis, you know, you've obviously taken a particular tack.
Well, what's the motto of Kiwanis, Alan? I think that'll help solve it all.
We're an international group of volunteers dedicated to improving the world one child and one community at a time.
Pretty strong mission statement there. Nice. Alan Pease is our guest this morning. He is with Kiwanis, and their Pancake Breakfast and Antique Model A Ford show is coming up a week from Saturday. Mark your calendars. 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the First United Church, 2420 East 3rd Street. We will give away some tickets to this next week, so we constantly remind everybody listening about it. And I'm going to put on our Facebook page a link to KiwanisBloomington.org. Why is that important? Because it has all your details, plus you can buy tickets right there online for it. Alan, great job as always. We always appreciate you bringing this fantastic weather and stopping in to talk with us. And again, if people would like more information, the best way to go is KiwanisBloomington.org. You guys have done a nice job on your website too. Real easy to navigate.
Thank you.
That's
thanks to our president, Thomasina O'Connor.
Good job, Thomasina.
And we appreciate everything that WGCL, Mike Glasscott, and Margaret and Keith do for Kiwanis. You've been very supportive.
Guys are easy
of us.
To like. You do great things here in our community.
Yeah,
and we
really
want to help
fun.
Get the word
April
out.
April 30th, only $6 adults, $4 kids.
So if you got a family of four, it's $20, and you're not going to get breakfast for any cheaper than that anywhere
else. And all the
else.
Free stuff for your kids.
And you can go back and have another plate or two in case you're on the...
That whole...
Margaret, I'm on the high-carb diet. The low-carb diet's for sissies. I'm on the high-carb diet. Alan, can I roll a pancake in a pancake and have it?
Yes.
Well, we'll try some.
Roll a couple of sausages in a pancake.
That's what I'm talking about. All right. 8:29 at WGCL. We thank Alan Pease for being with us.